Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your hostess, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week I've got the hottest story in all of EE. Yep, there's a new FPGA in town, and it's not from one of the usual suspects. Achronix announced this week that they are shipping the world's first FPGAs based on Intel's 22-nanometer Tri-Gate FinFET technology. Folks, this is huge news. As you probably all know, Xilinx and Altera have dominated the FPGA market for years, and they've done it mainly by staying on top of the most advanced semiconductor processes in existence. Now that dominance may be challenged by a startup who is releasing new FPGAs with a significant process advantage over the big two. While the mainstream FPGA companies are now just ramping up to volume on their FPGA families made from TSMC's 28-nanometer planar transistors, Achronix is now shipping FPGAs made from 22-nanometer FinFETs. Because of the smaller geometry and the advantages of these 3D transistors, the effect is more than a typical process node worth of advantage in speed, power consumption, and density. Achronix is taking the battle right onto the home turf of Xilinx and Altera, and things should get real exciting real fast. Fish Fry is going to take you right into the heart of the battle, starting right now. My guest is Robert Blake, CEO of Achronix, and we're going to chat about this newest of news, just released yesterday, that Achronix with Intel is now shipping their Speedster 22i FPGAs. But before we get into this FPGA goodness, I want to let everyone know that I have a super awesome new nerdy giveaway to throw your way this week, courtesy of our good friends at Mouser. But you'll have to stick around a little bit longer, and I'll tell you what it is and how you can win. Welcome, Robert. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, I'm very happy to join you today. This is a very exciting week for us at Achronix.
It certainly is. So, Robert, what do you think are the main reasons that customers are considering Speedster 22i FPGAs versus FPGAs from the larger vendors?
Well, I think that there's a number of reasons. Brought to market with a Speedster 22i device family, a new range of targeted FPGAs. And by targeted FPGAs, what I mean is that we've incorporated a very high-performance FPGA fabric together with a extensive range of high-performance communications IP. To give you an example, the devices have multiple 100 gigabit Ethernet ports, interlocking ports, PCI Express generation 1, 2, and 3, and very high-performance 2 gigabit DDR3 controllers. All of these building blocks are implemented in the FPGAs in fully optimized cell-based logic that really gives us the smallest form factor and hence cost, but also drives down power consumption, which is becoming an increasingly important part of high-end FPGA design.
So I think I know the answer to this already, but Robert, what is the shipping status of your first Speedster 22i devices with Intel's 22-nanometer process technology?
So this is an exciting week, as I mentioned. This is the start of our shipping first Speedster 22i devices to customers. The initial device we call an HD1000. It's the second largest member of the Speedster 22i family. It's a very large chip. It actually integrates more than 6 billion 22-nanometer transistors. It's approximately 1 million lookup tables in terms of logic complexity. It has 65 12.75 gig SerDes. The first devices that we're shipping actually come in a conventional 1-millimeter package that has the most pins in the industry, in fact 2,600 pins, and this device is aimed at high-performance networking test and high-performance computing applications.
How challenging was it being Intel's first foundry customer?
You know, we've got a very experienced design team here at Achronix, and while I think that they had to learn some new development tools in starting to work with a 22-nanometer Tri-Gate technology, some of the design rules were a little more stringent than we'd used in the past. And so when we looked at the development time, it did actually take us a little longer than originally expected. but we believe that this extra time that we spent provides us with a huge upside on the production side, in that we've designed devices that are very manufacturable. The support team at Intel Custom Foundry has really exceeded our expectations. They've quickly helped us to overcome all the normal day-to-day engineering challenges of building a 6 billion transistor chip and shipping it to our first customers.
So, Robert, how do you think your customers weigh the risk of working with a startup company against the unique capabilities that your devices offer?
Well, we've been talking to customers building, communications infrastructure equipment, high-performance computing, and test and measurement in the three main target markets. That's here in the USA, Europe, and Asia. And I think rather than seeing Achronix as a risk, they're really welcoming a new competitor who's really delivering a product that has significant differentiation and innovation. I think coupled with the fact that having Intel as a manufacturer of our products, some customers have commented to me that they feel buying a Speedster 22i is really like buying an Intel product with an Achronix logo.
So how do you think your devices expand the market opportunity for FPGAs?
Well, I think that when you look at the opportunities for FPGAs, obviously there's the traditional competition from high-end FPGAs, but it is also expanding the marketplace where we're offering a solution that simply didn't exist in an FPGA before. Some of our customers are still building ASICs or using standard products, but they'd really like to get the flexibility that an FPGA offers. So the fact that our devices have this extensive range of connectivity IP, coupled with the power consumption, which is going to be approximately half of our competitors, really opens up new opportunities that an FPGA was never possible before.
So besides devices, what other collateral is Achronix delivering to help customers with their design activity?
So the first thing that's extremely important is what we call our Achronix CAD environment. That's the ACE development tools. So we have a full-featured set of development tools. It's based upon a Linux and Windows environment. We've had extensive experience of shipping those set of tools for more than 5 years. And the tools are supported by a conventional front-end synthesis package supplied by our partner, Synopsys. And this enables designers to do Verilog VHDL design and have all the full-featured tools that will enable them to do timing verification, place and route, and debug of their circuits. In addition, we have PCI Express development boards and reference designs so that customers can very quickly come up to speed in evaluating our technology. And finally, we've got some strong expertise on the application engineering side so that as customers start to do design, they know where to come to get their questions answered.
Great. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Robert. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much, Amelia. It's always a pleasure to talk to you too.
Before we get to this week's super awesome nerdy giveaway, I must announce the winner of last week's Launchpad Evaluation Kit nerdy giveaway, courtesy of Texas Instruments. And the winner of this super awesome kit is John Bond 777. Are you ready? It's coming your way. It's the nerdy giveaway time, courtesy of Mouser and Microchip Technology. Do you like Arduino? I know I do. And if you want to enjoy some serious Arduino goodness, I have the Microchip T-Chip 003 Chip Kit Starter Pack to give away. How about a little bit more information about this super awesome, yes, you want one, kit? The Microchip T-Chip 003 Chip Kit Starter Pack contains everything you need to develop applications with this Arduino-compatible Chip Kit platform. This starter pack includes a UNO 32 development board with 80 MHz PIC32 processor, featuring 128 kilobytes of flash and 16 kilobytes of RAM. The basic I.O. shield adds a variety of useful I.O. devices, such as buttons, switches, OLED, graphic display, temperature sensor, EEPROM, transistor outputs, and more. A prototype shield kit from NKC Electronics is also included, along with an innovative key that can be used to separate shields easily. Microchip kit boards work with a multi-platform IDE and software framework that is compatible with most Arduino-based applications. So, if you want one of these great kits for your very own, just let me know in the box below the player that you want the kit. And what super cool design you would create with it. Easy as that. Seriously. Get posting, folks. Time is a-wasting. And if you didn't know already, you should really check out EE Journal on Facebook at Facebook/EE Journal and on Twitter at EE Journal TFM. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to EE Journal and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of February 22nd, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.